Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Dave Cohen back here at the GSU Baseball Complex as we head to the bottom of inning number five. In the last three innings, specifically the third and the fifth, have been very productive for the visiting Thundering Herd. They scored three in the third, one in the fourth, and they just scored five in the top of the fifth. And they've got a seven-run lead over Georgia State as we play the bottom of inning number five, leading things off here. Top of the order, Caleb Freeman. Freeman hits this one hard to left field, and it is going to be off the top of the wall and a home run for Caleb Freeman. Freeman gets Georgia State to within six with a leadoff first pitch home run over the fence and left. That's his 15th home run of the season. RBI 42 on hit number 67. And that one literally hit off the top of the wall out in left. And the Panthers, good start here in the bottom of the fifth. We take another look. Right off the top of the wall, bouncing up and into the brush behind left field. Jesse Donahoe takes the first Bryce Blevins pitch. Drives this one into right field. So the solo home run from Freeman, followed by a single to right for Jesse Donahoe. Donahoe picks up hit number 54 on the year. Colin Hynek will step in. Colin, so far tonight, fly ball out to left, single and scored a run in the fourth. Low and outside on the first pitch from Blevins. Three runs, eight hits, two errors tonight, the line score for Georgia State. Strike on the 1-0 pitch, just touched the outside corner of the zone. Fastball low, 2-1. Blevins 2-1 pitch. That's going to be a line drive into left field. Making the turn is Donahoe. Quick decision. He will hold it second. Nice job by the left fielder, Vogelsong, running that ball down, getting the throw back into the cutoff man. That's the shortstop, Micah New. So far for Georgia State, solo home run, single and single off of Blevins here in the fifth. Ninth hit of the ball game for Georgia State. They're still down six runs here to the Thundering Herd of Marshall in the fifth inning. Wills McGinnis will step in. Looks at a fastball straight on. Strike one. McGinnis grounded out to short in the second. Came back with a single in the fourth. Getting a start at third in tonight's series opener. He's got 49 hits on the air. Looking for number 50 next. Puts this one into the air. The gap in left center. And it will drop. It'll roll to the warning track. Coming around to score is Donahoe. It's 9-4. Colin Hynek will hold over at third. And an RBI double off the bat of Wills McGinnis. So that's hit number 50 on the year for McGinnis. Picks up an RBI. That's number 35 for him. So he's aboard at second. Colin Hynek now the lead runner over at third. Donahoe scores the second run for Georgia State here in the inning. Brings up Michael McGinnis, a 322 hitter. Nobody out, second and third for Georgia State. They turn, make a quick throw down to second. Wills McGinnis back in time. Four runs now on 10 hits for the Panthers. First pitch on the way to Michael McGinnis. Woo! Big cut, foul, tipped it into the Nolan Wilson catcher's mitt. Left-hander delivers. That's going to be sharply hit into left. Hynek will come in and score from third. They're going to go ahead and wave Wills McGinnis. He will come in and score. Hynek is down at second. He's going to go ahead and head to third, sliding in safely. Great base running by Georgia State. The Panthers score two more runs to make it 9-6. McGinnis with a two RBI double. As Hynek scores and Wills McGinnis scores. That'll be a double. Two RBIs added to the Michael McGinnis total. That's his 66th hit of the season. RBIs number 45 and 46. And that might be it for Bryce Blevins. All of a sudden, this is a three-run game again. Marshall leading Georgia State 9-6. The Panthers have scored four runs here in the fifth, and there's still nobody out. And it looks like Greg Beals has made the Thundering Herd call to the bullpen. We'll tell you about the new Marshall pitcher coming up after this timeout from Atlanta. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN+.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
All right, the Marshall Thundering Herd call to the bullpen by head coach Greg Beals. And they're going to bring in number 50. That's Charlie Krebs, 6'2 sophomore out of Purcellville, Virginia. Came out of Woodgrove High School. And the numbers on the sophomore right-hander. 21 appearances this year, 4 wins, 2 losses, an ERA of 2.23. He's pitched 40 and a third. He's walked 19 and has struck out 29. By the way, the line score on Blevins, he'll leave the ball game. Having allowed 6 runs on 11 hits, all 6 runs are earned. He walked 1 and struck out 3. So the Panthers chase Bryce Blevins. Still nobody out here in the fifth. Marshall scored 5 runs in the fifth. Georgia State has already scored 4. And again, nobody out. And Michael McGinnis aboard for the Panthers. McGinnis, the only base runner, aboard at third. Cooper Milford currently hitting .257. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Takes a strike from Krebs. Milford has struck out twice. Swinging in the second, looking in the fourth. Krebs turns, delivers. Swung at, missed. Milford down to the count 0 and 2. The 0-2 pitch to Milford, and chops this one just foul over towards the on-deck circle, where Cole Griffith is getting loosened up. Krebs again with the 0-2 pitch. Couldn't get him to chase. Ball gets away from Wilson. Michael McGinnis will come in and score from third. 9-7 our score. Five runs tonight scored by Freeman, Donahoe, Hynek, McGinnis, and McGinnis here in the fifth. It's a two-run ball game again. Wasn't long ago, Marshall had a 7-2 lead. Here's the 1-2 to Milford. And that fastball, letter high in the jersey, inside, backs him up a little bit in the box, and it's 2-2. Krebs 2-2 pitch, thought he had him. It was low, the count full, 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way to Milford. Lost him with a fastball up high. Nice at bat there by Milford, who got down early in the count, 0-2. Patience at the plate. That's the 20th walk of the season issued by Krebs. And the tying run at the plate right now, still nobody out, is Cole Griffith, the designated hitter tonight for Georgia State. Fastball misses low and outside. 1-2 tonight. Singled and drove in a run in the fourth after striking out in the third. Remember, though, he struck out but was able to reach on a wild pitch. 1-0 pitch. That one takes a bounce in the dirt. Wilson's throw down to second. Ricochets off, I believe, either the glove or the body of Milford. Milford stays on his feet, heads into third. Boy, not only a nice at-bat by Cooper Milford, but heads up base running. Taking him from first to third. Trying to get a look at who that ball ricocheted off. Looks like it was the glove of Micah New. Milford plenty of time at that point to head into third base standing up. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Not a Griffith. Swung at, missed, 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, swung at, missed, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nice slider, bottom fell out of that one. And the count even here to Cole Griffith. 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors tonight for Georgia State. All of a sudden, 3 errors for Marshall. 2-2 delivery, swung at, missed, he struck Cole Griffith out. First down here in the fifth inning for Georgia State. Jay Williams will hit next. Jay Williams tonight 0-2, laid down a nice sacrifice bunt in the third, had a fly ball out to center field. In his second plate appearance, that was in the fourth. Milford, the only runner on, he's at third, trying to make this a one-run ball game. One-oh pitch. That's a chopper. Going to score a run. Milford will score from third, and the throw across is going to be an error. It bounced in the dirt before it got to A.J. Havrilla. That'll be the fourth error in the ball game for Marshall. And this is a one-run ball game now, 9-8. Here's a look at that chopper fielded there by the shortstop, Micah New, Couldn't get enough zip on the ball over to first. And the Thundering Herd commit their fourth error of the ball game. Eight runs, 11 hits, two errors for Georgia State. Nine runs, nine hits, four errors for Marshall to this point. So Williams reaches on an E6, and Austin Sellers, the number nine hitter in the order, steps in with one out and one on. Jay Williams aboard down at first. Krebs to Sellers, big cut, swung right through it, 0-1. Still down a run, but Georgia State has done a fantastic job keeping the fight on here against Marshall in the series opener. Getting down early. One count here to Sellers. Showing bunt foul, tips it to the back screen. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes here to Sellers. Krebs from the stretch turns and delivers. That one takes a bounce in the dirt. Jay Williams will motor on down to second. That ball rolled all the way into the Georgia State dugout. So the tying run is down at second. The go-ahead run for Georgia State is at the plate in Austin Sellers. Be a great time for Sellers to pick up his third hit of the season. The 2-2 from Krebs. Nice cut, fouls this one to the back screen. Two balls, two strikes. Sellers digs in. Swing and a miss. He's down on strikes for the second out here in the inning. Nice pitch there by Krebs as he gets Sellers swinging. And top of the order again. When this all started, the Panthers have scored six here in the fifth. It was the solo home run off the top of the fence and left from Caleb Freeman that started this offensive outpouring here by Georgia State. Fastball strike from Krebs to Freeman. Two for two tonight. He's got that average up to 354. That home run that he hit earlier this inning, his 15th of the season. He's now three behind Colin Hynek. The 0-1 breaking ball misses. Down around the knees and inside. It's a 1-1 count. One pitch just down the line over the bag at third into left, and coming around to score the tying run from second will be Jay Williams. RBI double from Caleb Freeman ties the ball game at 9. Hit number 12 for Georgia State in the ball game. Boy, what an inning Caleb Freeman has had. Solo home run and now an RBI double. Jay Williams, who reached on the throwing error, comes around to score. Those are the ones that sting the most if you're the team in the field. So a two-out RBI double. We are tied at 9 here in the fifth. 7 runs across for Georgia State. First pitch on the way to Donahoe. Taken for a strike. It looked like it broke a little early and low, but not so. Oh, one pitch. Foul tipped it to the backstop. And Donahoe with two outs here. Down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Krebs 0-2 pitch. Nice cut, foul to the back screen. Krebs line score so far in two-thirds of an inning. He's given up one hit, two runs, one of them earned. He's walked one, he's got two strikeouts. And has given up the double to Caleb Freeman. No balls, two strikes. And that pitch low and outside. Stolen base. Freeman heads into third. He is the go-ahead run over at third base. If you're a Georgia State fan, didn't know if you'd be saying that, did you? The go-ahead run at third. The 1-2 from Krebs. Donahoe hits this one in the air, high in the air, right center. Underneath it, shading over and making the catch is Jackson Halter. And this will be a tie game now at 9 runs apiece going into the 6th inning. Georgia State a 7th spot here in the 5th inning. And they tie the ball game. It started with the solo home run off the fence from Caleb Freeman. And 6 runs later, Georgia State's tied the game at 9. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball from Atlanta tonight here on ESPN+.
97.5 Glory FM is WTTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Been so far as 7 runs cross the plate for Georgia State in the bottom of the 5th. We move to the 6th, and we are tied at 9 runs apiece. New ball game for Ross Norman, who came in relief of Brian Crooms. Renewed energy offensively from the Georgia State offense. And now we'll see what Ross Norman can do on the hill as he gets ready to face the Thundering Herd. And leading things off, it'll be the 6, 7, and 8 hitters. Elijah Vogelsong will lead things off. He's got back-to-back singles after striking out in the 2nd, singled in the 3rd, singled and scored a run in the 5th. Nine runs, 9 hits, 4 errors tonight for Marshall. Here's the first pitch from Norman. Fastball misses high and outside, 1-0. 2-for-3, as I mentioned, for Vogelsong, the left fielder. He's currently hitting .243 on the season. Right in the middle of the strike zone. A little bit of movement on that pitch there from Norman. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. Same pitch, same location, same result. He's ahead 1-2. Right-hander into the wind. Couldn't get him to chase outside. It's 2-2. Norman listed at 6'7". 2-2 pitch. Fastball misses outside and high. Runs the count full 3-2. Brad Stromdahl's got three or four pitchers on this roster with some pretty good height. Three-two delivery from Norman, and he lost him with a fastball in the outside corner.
Designated hitter Ethan Murdoch.
Ethan Murdoch, the DH, 1-for-2 with a walk, singled and scored a run in the fifth. So the lead batter aboard. Big breaking ball. Murdoch fouls it off behind us here in the press box. Norman's 0-1 delivery. And that's hit in the air, foul territory, down first baseline. That'll land down towards the Thundering Herd bullpen. Norman ahead in the count here, no balls and two strikes. Again, Vogelsong, the runner at first. The 0-2 pitch. Fouls this one off again behind us here in the press box. No balls, two strikes. Norman over the top breaking ball, breaks early and low. And it's a ball and two strikes. Quick turn and throw over to first. Keeping an eye on Vogelsong. Vogelsong has 8 stolen bases this year and 11 tries. A 1-2 pitch. Again, inside out with a breaking ball there from Norman. And the count is even at 2-2. Low and outside, runs the count full. Another quick throw to Donahoe over at first. Payoff pitch on the way to Murdoch. Norman, and this one hit high in the air left field. McGinnis shading back towards the warning track. Looks up, and that ball is out of here. You couldn't tell initially. You knew it was a high fly ball to left. Didn't know if it had enough oomph on it to carry it out of the ballpark, but towards the end, as McGinnis is watching it sail out, it certainly did. And after Georgia State scored 7 runs in the bottom of the fifth, a 2-run home run puts Marshall back on top, 11-9. Ethan Murdoch over the fence in left, his 10th home run of the season, RBIs 35 and 36, and his 43rd hit of the season. That walk to Vogelsong comes back to haunt Ross Norman. Stepping in now, Cam Harthen. Cam. Second home run of the ball game for the Thundering Herd after the two-run shot by Leon back in the third. Murdoch with a two-run shot here in the sixth. 11 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors tonight for Marshall. Harthen is 0 for 2 tonight, currently hitting .259. He's grounded out to second, is grounded out to short, was hit by a pitch. And that one's going to find its way right back up the middle, just to the left of the base at second. The 11th hit of the ball game for the Thundering Herd. It's been walk, two-run home run, and a Cam Harthen single.
Catcher, Willa Wilson.
Number 9 hitter is Ethan Wilson. He delivered a 3 RBI double as part of that 5-run fifth inning. Takes ball one on the first pitch from Ross Norman. Since opening up with a couple of zeros on the board in the first and the second, Marshall has scored in the last 4 innings. Hit on the ground. That's going to find its way into left field. Just out of the reach of Sellers at short. Throw comes back in to the cutoff man, Caleb Freeman, over there at second. Eleven runs on 12 hits. Nobody out. Runners at first and second. Again, zeros up in the first and the second inning for the Thundering Herd. They scored 3 in the third, 1 in the fourth, 5 in the fifth, and 2 so far here in the sixth. And we're just getting started. Still nobody out here in the inning. Wilson's 31st hit of the season. Top of the order again, Jackson Halter. Norman out of the stretch, showing bunt. The ball is fouled off towards the back screen. The 0-1 delivery. And that's hit on the ground, and that will find its way to short. The throw to second is going to be just in time. Bang, bang play with the shift on. Sellers was able to run it down and turn and make the throw to Freeman, covering the bag for the first out here in the sixth. So that'll go as a fielder's choice, 6-4. And now runners at the corners. First and third here for Marshall with one down in the sixth. Time called is Georgia State's pitching coach, Christian Castori, out to have a word with Ross Norman and company before they pitch to Micah New. So Harthen is now the runner at third, and Halter is over at first. Tyson Benford up in the bullpen getting loosened up. Norman's thrown 36 pitches so far. Not sure if they had him tagged for a certain number. Again, in Georgia State's situation, whatever you have to do to get a W and snap an 8-game losing streak and fight your way back into the top 10 in the Sun Belt standings. So Micah New steps in. Fastball that misses on the outside corner. It's 1-0. Hitting out of the number 2 spot, has struck out, has reached on an error, has been hit by a pitch and hit into a fielder's choice, and a run scored in the fifth. The 1-0 delivery, swung at, missed. Ball gets away from Hynek to his right towards the first baseline, but not nearly enough there for Harthen to think about trying to score from third. Two on, one out here for the Thundering Herd. A 1-1 count here on Micah New. Norman's 1-1 pitch in the dirt. Runner will take off. Halter sliding in with a stolen base. And now runners at second and third for Marshall with one out here in the sixth. Two balls and a strike here to New. Breaking ball from Norman breaks early. Ball ricochets off the chest protector of Colin Hynek, stays in front. Three-one count here on the shortstop for the Herd, Micah New. That's going to be hit on the ground. Sellers a diving catch, or a diving play, I should say. Sends it on to first, which was really, by the time he was able to get to his knees and then his feet, his only play was to first for the second out. A run scores, and it's now 12-9. Harthen comes in and scores from third.
First baseman, A.J. Amarillo.
So a three spot here in the sixth inning for Marshall. 12 runs, 12 hits, and they're up three again, 12-9. Stepping in is A.J. Haverilla. And that ball gets away from Hynek, a dip in the dirt there. So for Micah New, on that 6-3 putout, he does pick up his 32nd RBI of the season. A 1-0 count here on the first baseman, Haverilla. Eddie Leon would hit next. Three runs on three hits so far for the Thundering Herd here in the sixth. Norman out of the stretch. That one takes a dip in the dirt, bounces all the way to the back screen and heading into third is Halter. So that'll go as a wild pitch on Ross Norman. Two down, another runner in scoring position there as Halter is aboard at third. Three balls, no strikes. And that's going to be a four-pitch walk to Haverilla. And Brad Stromdahl making the slow walk out of the Georgia State bullpen. Or out of the dugout, looking down at the bullpen, and it looks like he's going to go ahead and make that Panther call to the bullpen. Ross Norman's numbers, inning in two-thirds. Four runs on four hits, all four of them earned. He walked three and struck out one. And Tyson Benford will be your new pitcher. We'll give you his numbers on the other side of this timeout. From Atlanta tonight, Marshall, 12-9 over Georgia State. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today.
for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Back here at the ballpark at Panthersville, it's been a slugfest to this point, 12-9 Marshall. And the new pitcher for Georgia State is the 6'5 sophomore right-hander, Tyson Benford. He's out of Acworth, Georgia, came out of North Paulding High School. Numbers on Benford so far this year, 16 appearances, including two starts, one win, one loss, an ERA of 4.43. He's pitched 42 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 42 hits, 25 runs. 21 of those have been earned. He's walked 12 and has struck out 34, opposing batters hitting 258 against him. So Benford has also got three saves on the year, on to replace Ross Norman. Currently trailing again here to Marshall by three runs, 12-9. So a warm-up toss or two still for Benford before play resumes. Two outs here for Marshall in the top of the sixth. A.J. Havrilla is aboard at first, but the lead runner at third is Jackson Halter. Eddie Leone. Has walked, has hit a two-run home run, has struck out, and has ripped a two RBI double. So two for three tonight. Hitting out of the number four spot for the Herd. First pitch on the way from Tyson Benford. And that's slapped foul over towards the Georgia State dugout. Benford out of the stretch, the 0-1 delivery. Pitch way outside in the dirt, nice block to keep that ball in front there by Hynek. One-one count here on the Herd third baseman. Chopped foul again over towards the Georgia State dugout. 1-2 the count. Benford looking to close the Herd out and get the Panthers into the bottom of the sixth inning, down three runs. Seven runs in the bottom of the fifth to tie the ball game, down again by three. Fastball sails high, and it's a two-ball, two-strike count. The 2-2 from Benford. There's a called third strike right there. Leone caught looking. And that'll close Marshall out here in the top half of the sixth. But they reclaim the lead, highlighted by the two-run home run from Ethan Murdoch over the fence in left. They score three. And as we head to the bottom of the sixth, they now lead Georgia State 12-9. Back after this timeout, you're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Thank you. All right, three runs across for Marshall in the top of the sixth on three hits, and they left two. But they're back on top here against Georgia State, 12-9. They've got 12 runs on 12 hits. They've committed four errors. 9-12-2 for Georgia State. Due up for the Panthers here in the inning. Leading things off, it'll be Colin Hynek. Colin Hynek will be followed by Wills McGinnis and Michael McGinnis here in the bottom of the sixth inning as the Panthers again try to come back and tie or take the lead against Marshall. Krebs still on the hill for the Herd, and his first pitch to Hynek, fastball straight on but low, taken for ball one. Another fastball, low and outside, and it's a two-ball, no-strike count here to Hynek. Hynek currently hitting 240. A 2-0 pitch, fastball strike. And we get a 2-1 count here on the Panthers catcher. Right-hander out of the stretch. Missed outside, 3-1. Three-one to Hynek. Way outside, ball four. So leadoff walk. As Wills McGinnis is about to step in. Will so far tonight has grounded out to short. He singled in the fourth, ripped an RBI double, and scored a run in the fifth. Part of that seven-run fifth inning for the Panthers. Pitch just touches the outside portion of the strike zone. It's 0-1. Currently hitting 273 on the year. Krebs out of the stretch, swung at, missed, ahead in the count here on Wills McGinnis, 0-2. Fastball missed low, 1-2 the count here on McGinnis. Freshman out of Noonan, Georgia. Krebs 1-2. Swung at, missed, he struck him out. So Wills McGinnis strikes out swinging, the first out here in the sixth. Nice cut, couldn't get around in that fastball. And his older brother, Michael McGinnis, the Panthers left fielder, will step in. McGinnis 2-for-3 tonight. He's currently hitting 325. Fouls off the first pitch from Krebs. If you like offense, you've liked tonight's ball game. 21 runs total, 24 hits. If you're a defensive guy, you don't like those six total errors between the two ball clubs. The 0-1 pitch, fastball in the corner. No balls, two strikes here to Michael McGinnis. The 0-2 delivery, hit in the air right field. Underneath it is Halter. Backtracking, makes the catch for out number two. So McGinnis retired and a fly ball out to right. And Cooper Milford, the Georgia State center fielder, will step in. Couple of strikeouts, walked and scored a run in the fifth. Currently hitting 257 on the year. First pitch on the way, Krebs. Woo! Right in there for a strike. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball sails a little high. Count even. The 1-1 breaking ball in there for a strike. Krebs ahead here, 1-2. Krebs has 3 strikeouts since coming in the ball game. He's ahead here, a ball and 2 strikes. And how about that one? Those last 2 pitches were exactly the same. And Milford down on strikes for the 3rd time in the ball game. Strikeout number 4 for Krebs as he makes quick work of Georgia State. Other than the leadoff walk to Colin Hynek, no runs, no hits, and 1 left on base. Marshall, a 12-9 lead as we head to the 7th inning here in Atlanta. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN+.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
They told us nothing but lies.
These timeshare thieves out there are terrible.
They bullied us.
Our timeshare is all a scam.
They stole from us. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why did I buy that timeshare? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was a show to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy, and unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare.
Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Atlanta, Georgia on a Friday night. We're just outside of downtown here at the GSU Baseball Complex. Marshall, a 3-run lead as we start the 7th. 12-9. Time now for news and notes around the Sun Belt Conference. Again, 3 teams in the Sun Belt currently ranked in the top 25 of Division I baseball. Coastal Carolina coming in at number 8. Troy at number 14. Southern Miss at number 21. Southern Miss, 9 straight wins. Georgia State, unfortunately, trying to snap an 8-game losing streak. For James Madison, Max Kuhl, and Coastal Carolina's Blogdon Pato named Sunbelt Conference Players of the Week. And for Coastal Carolina, for Pato, his line for the week, he hit .385, 2 doubles, 2 home runs, 6 runs scored, 8 runs driven in. Coastal Carolina has won 8 straight. And that's why they're 8th in the country, looking at possibly hosting a regional there in Conway and leading the Sunbelt Conference. Strike on the first pitch to the leadoff hitter, and that is Tyler Kamerer. He's 0 for 4 tonight with a couple of ground outs, a pop out, and a fly ball out, hitting .237. Kamerer out of Newcastle, Pennsylvania. He's got 1 home run, 25 RBIs, total of 42 hits this year. Right now, a 1-ball, 1-strike count. Benford. This one hit on the ground. It's a 2-hopper to short. Sellers throws a little high, but not too high for Donahoe over at first.
Yeah, baby.
And Kamerer retired on a 6-3 putout. Elijah Vogelsong has struck out, has singled twice, has scored a run, and has walked so far tonight. Benford fires a strike on the first pitch to Vogelsong. Currently hitting .243 on the season. Right-hander into the wind. Drops it in for another strike, right on that inside lower corner of the strike zone. Nice location on that pitch by Benford. And he's ahead in the count here, 0-2. Foul tipped it. Looks like it went off the... may have gone off the shin guard of Colin Hynek. Still a no-ball, two-strike count. Benford's been a nice addition to the pitching rotation for Brad Stromdahl. Again, a local product out of Acworth, Georgia, came out of North Paulding High School. His 0-2 delivery. There's a called third strike right there. Kamer, make that vocal song, follows Kamer. And there's two down here in the top of the seventh.
Designated hitter, Ethan Burnham.
So another strikeout to the total for Tyson Benford. He's now struck out 35 on the year, Ethan Murdoch. Well, the last time we saw this guy, put one over the fence and left. Fastball high and inside for ball one. Murdoch, a two-run home run in the sixth. He's also singled earlier in the game, grounded out the third and drew a walk. 1-0 pitch, touches the corner for a strike. It's 1-1. High and inside on the 1-1 from Benford. It's two balls and a strike. Two-one pitch chased high and inside to even the count. Shift on. Freeman. Just to the left of second base, deep in the hole, it's short as Sellers. The 2-2 from Benford. And that's going to be a line drive out to center field, and that will be right into the glove of Milford. And the Thundering Herd go in order here in the top of the seventh. Nothing for Kamer, Vogelsong, or Murdoch. No runs, no hits, nobody left. Bottom of the seventh coming up after this timeout. Still a three-run lead for Marshall, 12-9. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Sunbelt Conference College Baseball scoreboard. Texas State and Georgia Southern played a doubleheader today down in Statesboro. Georgia Southern wins both 13-3, and they win the nightcap 8-7. The other final in, Coastal Carolina, a 10-0 win over Louisiana Monroe. Top of the ninth, got a good one. Old Dominion and James Madison tied at 4. Troy trailing Arkansas State in the fifth, 7-4, and they're in the top of the second in Hattiesburg. Louisiana, who we saw here last weekend, they've got a 3-1 lead over 21, at number 21, Southern Miss. Cole Griffith will lead things off here for Georgia State as we play the bottom of the seventh. The 7-8-9 hitters due up for the Panthers here in the seventh. First pitch on the way to Griffith. And he hits this one on the ground. Going to be a slow roller. Going to be run down the second baseman. By the time it jumps up towards his chest, no chance at a throw there from Kamerer. And Cole Griffith is aboard to start the seventh for the Panthers. And And that'll go as hit number 13 for Georgia State. I'm going to send a pinch runner out there for Cole Griffith. C.J. Blackwell, the junior from Livonia, Georgia, will come on to pinch run. Blackwell, just looking at that stat sheet, 5 for 5 in stolen bases. So Blackwell aboard for Griffith at first. First pitch, a strike to Jay Williams. Williams, the Atlanta product, transferred from Alabama, Birmingham. Took a strike on the first pitch. Second pitch from Krebs hit in the air out to left field. Vogelsong underneath it for the first out. So Williams retired on a fly ball out to left field. Austin Sellers stepping in. Sellers hitting ninth. Struck out his last plate appearance. A one out, one on for the Panthers. Down 3 runs here, 12-9 in the bottom of the 7th. Nice cut there by Sellers, but fouls it off to the back screen. Krebs out of the stretch, the 0-1 delivery. And that's hit in the air towards right field. Halter coming in underneath it. Second out here in the 7th. So a fly ball out to left, fly ball out to right from Williams and Sellers. 2 down here in the Panthers' 7th inning. Top of the order again now for Georgia State, Caleb Freeman. Freeman singled in the first, walked in the third. Solo home run and an RBI double in 2 plate appearances in the 5th. Big cut, fouls that one off the top of the plate. Currently hitting 358 on the year. That home run earlier was his 15th of the season. This one on the ground to the second baseman. Throw on to first from Kamer to Havrilla. 4-3 on the putout. And the Panthers go relatively quiet here in the 7th. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 left. And they still trail Marshall 12-9 as we head to the 8th inning here in Atlanta. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Georgia State Baseball Atlanta, on the Georgia State
8, 9,
Radio
and 1
Network.
Hitters due up for the Thundering Herd. It'll be Cam Harthen, Nolan Wilson, and Jackson Halter due up for Marshall to face the third pitcher of the night for Georgia State. Back to pitch the 8th. That's Tyson Benford. Benford in an inning and a third. No hits, no runs. Hasn't walked anybody. Has registered a couple of strikeouts. Panthers are going to need some more of that here in the 8th inning. Cam Harthen will lead things off here for Marshall as we start the eighth inning. Game two scheduled for Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. That is, of course, weather permitting. One for three tonight. Currently at 263. Had a single and a run scored in the sixth to account for his lone hit in the ball game. First pitch on the way from Benford. Drops it in there for strike one. Pops this one up foul territory. Mask off. Colin Hynek is going to give chase. That'll land in the stands just outside our window to the right. Benford ahead in the count here. As a result, no balls, two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Swung at, missed. Benford strikes out Harthen. And for Benford, that's his third strikeout since coming into the ballgame. He's now struck out 37 batters on the season. Nolan Wilson, the catcher, stepping in. He's 2-for-4 tonight. Swing and a miss. Wilson currently at 225 on the year. A couple of hits in his last two plate appearances. That one just missed outside. It's 1-1. He had a 3 RBI bases clearing double in the fifth. It singled in the sixth. Also reached on an error and scored a run in the fourth. He's had a pretty good night hitting out of that number nine spot. 1-1 pitch hit high in the air towards left field. If that ball stays fair, it would be out of the ballpark. And it's a foul ball. The umpire down behind third ruled that a foul ball. I'm not sure that Wilson was aware of that when he left the batter's box. And now the Marshall head coach, Greg Beals, who's in his third season, is out of the dugout to confirm. And now all three umpires, the crew will get together in front of home plate and talk about it to see if they make the call right. I kind of agree with the umpire who had a really good look at it. You see him right there signaling that it is a foul ball. Just to the left of that foul pole in right, and now it's going to be an umpire timeout. The previous play is now going to be under review here at Panthersville. So they want to take another look at that high, towering fly ball off the bat of Nolan Wilson. I'm guessing that they're going to confirm the umpire over at third had it right, that it was a foul ball. So again, the previous play is under review, and we'll see what they decide. Just beyond the Georgia State dugout, the two field umpires taking a look at the replay monitor. They're looking at the same feed that we get for the most part. And I think they're going to confirm what the umpire over at third called. And let's see, here they come. So they will confirm the original call on the play. It's confirmed that it was a foul ball. It was a well-hit ball, no question about that. If it was just a little to the right of the foul pole out there and left, it would have might still be rolling around out there. But nonetheless, it's a one-ball, two-strike count in favor of Tyson Benford. Right-hander into the wind. Just missed a called third strike. Instead, it's 2-2. Two-two delivery on the way. I'm going to say that hit the batter. And so Wilson hit by a pitch, which, by the way, by my count, is the fourth hit batsman tonight by Georgia State's pitching. And again, that's between Crooms, Norman, and now Benford. Top of the order, Jackson Halter steps in. With one out here in the inning, now one on. Halter looks at ball one, low and inside. 2-for-5 today. And currently hitting 265. Couple of hits earlier in the ball game, a third inning double, a fourth inning single. And this one here is going to be a line drive that will be a one-hopper into the glove out there and right to Jay Williams. 13th hit of the ball game, third hit of the night for Halter. As he singles to right, brings up Micah New, the shortstop. Well, he has reached in a multitude of ways tonight after striking out looking in the first, reached on an error in the third, was hit by a pitch in the fourth, reached on a fielder's choice in the fifth and later scored, drove in a run on a ground ball out to short, his last plate appearance. Looks at ball one on the first pitch from Benford. That, by the way, the first hit that Benford has surrendered since coming in the ball game for Norman. Fouled off in the air, first base side. Panthers are going to give chase down by the bullpen for the herd. They're not going to get there in time. Instead, the count will even at one ball, one strike. One out and two on for the herd. Nolan Wilson, the lead runner down at second. Jackson Halter at first. Benford's 1-1 pitch. Just touches the corner for a strike. He's ahead here, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Benford will turn and make a throw down to Freeman at second. Panthers keeping an eye on Wilson. A 1-2 pitch to New. That's a called third strike right there for the second out here in the eighth. Second time tonight that Micah New has struck out looking. That is the fourth strikeout for Tyson Benford, who's now struck out 38 batters on the year. Two on, two out here in the eighth for the herd. A.J. Havrilla, 294. Strike on the first pitch from Benford.
On
Benford, working on that sign with Colin Hynek, trying to get their communication in order, and he'll step off the rubber. Time called now as Colin Hynek is going to make his way out to Tyson Benford along with the home plate umpire. An issue with their communication system. Here's a look at the series schedule. It looks like for tomorrow's game two, they have moved it up to 12 noon Eastern time. And the same on Sunday, 12 noon Eastern time. Instead of 2 p.m. on Saturday and 1 p.m. on Sunday, 12 noon Saturday, 12 noon Sunday, both here on ESPN+. Again, a lot of rain headed into Atlanta late tonight, early Saturday morning. The 0-1 pitch, missed low and outside, one ball, one strike. Two on, two out here in the eighth. A 1-1 delivery, low and outside again, two balls and a strike. Again, Wilson and Halter aboard. It's a 2-1 count here on Havrilla. Low and outside, ball ricochets and gets away from Colin Hynek. The runners will advance. Wilson now over at third. Halter motors down to second. So two more in scoring position here for Marshall. Already a three-run lead here in the eighth, 12-9. Three-one pitch from Benford. Straight on fastball. Runs the count full, 3-2. Payoff pitch from Benford. And that's hit in the air to right center. Shading over. On the run, making the catch is Milford for out number three. So Marshall will leave two. Runners at second and third. And as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Atlanta, Georgia State trailing Marshall by three runs, 12-9. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball tonight on ESPN.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people, people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
It is good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
He'll be followed by Colin Hynek and Wills McGinnis. Top of the inning, no runs, one hit. They leave two for the herd, but they still hold on to a three-run lead. 12 runs, 13 hits, 4 errors tonight for the Thundering Herd of Marshall. 9, 13, and 2 for Georgia State. Back to pitch the 8th is number 50, Charlie Krebs. Jesse Donahoe again to lead things off. Line score on Krebs so far, 3 innings. He's allowed 2 hits, 2 runs. One of those runs earned, he's walked 2 and has 4 strikeouts. Jesse Donahoe 1 for 4 tonight. He's currently hitting .284 on the year. And looks at a strike on that first pitch.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
The 0-1 delivery. Swung at, foul, tipped it right into the glove of Wilson. It's 0-2. Donahoe, the 0-2 pitch. And he slaps this one foul over on the first base side. One hit, one run scored tonight for Jesse. Krebs again, the 0-2 pitch. Couldn't get him to chase high and outside. Good eye there by Donahoe. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Marshall here this weekend. Panthers will close out the regular season on the road in Boone, North Carolina next weekend against the Appalachian State Mountaineers. 1-2 to Donahoe. Check swing. That ball rolls foul over there on the third base side. Again, Georgia State is fortunate. The opportunity to make up ground this weekend and next weekend facing Marshall and App State. Those are the two teams directly in front of them. 9th and 10th in the standings. The 1-2 to Donahoe. Rips this one into right center. Second hit of the ball game for Jesse Donahoe. 55 hits on the season. And he leads things off with a single here in the 8th. That was on a 1-2 pitch from Charlie Krebs. Drives it into the gap in right center. Colin Heineck with a couple of hits. He had a single and a run scored in the 4th. Another single and a run scored in the 5th inning. He's walked and earlier in the game had a fly ball out to left. First pitch fouls this one off in the air, first base side. An 0-1 count here on the Panthers catcher, who is currently hitting .240 on the year. Krebs on the 0-1, this hit high in the air left field. Who's going to have a catch on it or a play on the catch? And that's going to be the center fielder for the Thundering Herd, Harthen. So one out with Donahoe still aboard over at first. Technically, that'll go as a fly ball out to center. Initially, I thought the left fielder Vogelsong would have the play on it, but not so. One on, one out for the Panthers here in the 8th. Wills McGinnis, 2-for-4 tonight, currently hitting .272 on the year. Looks at a fastball strike from Krebs, pretty much right down the middle. The 0-1 pitch, strike that just hits the inside corner. Home plate umpire hearing some talk from the crowd on that call. Wills McGinnis down in the count here, 0-2. Good eye there by McGinnis. Doesn't chase outside and low. It's 1-2 now. A 1-2 pitch, and that's ripped out into right field. Coming on and making a diving, or trying to make a diving catch out in right is Halter. can't secure the ball in his glove. Donahoe will turn it second, head into third. It's aborted first is Wills McGinnis. 15th hit of the ball game for Georgia State to go along with their nine runs. That would have been a superb play defensively had Halter been able to hold on to it. It ricocheted off the lip of his glove. And that'll go as a hit for Wills McGinnis. His older brother Michael will step in for Wills. Hit number 51 on the year. Michael McGinnis with a couple of hits, an RBI single in the fourth, a two RBI double, and a run scored in the fifth. He's also flown out to right and grounded out to third. Pitch outside, taken for ball one. Panthers scored seven in the fifth. They did not score in the sixth or the seventh. Down three runs here in the eighth. Fastball strike. Lower portion of that zone, it's 1-1. Krebs 1-1 pitch inside, 2-1 the count. Two-one pitch was a check swing. They're going to check with the umpire down at first, says he did not go around. And instead of it being 2-2, it's now 3-1. Three-one delivery, and that's hit on the ground, foul, first base side. Bottom of the eighth inning here at the GSU Baseball Complex. Opening game of this three-game series. And a big opening game it is. Here's the payoff pitch to Michael McGinnis. Good eye. And the bases are loaded now for Georgia State with one out here in the eighth. Patient baseball there by Michael McGinnis. Donahoe, the leadoff single, the fly ball out to center off the bat of Hynek, and then it's been Wills McGinnis with a single and Michael McGinnis with a walk. Looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter here for Georgia State. Nick Garagazzo, the senior from Mount Laurel, New Jersey, will hit for Milford. So Garagazzo steps in. 5'8 senior. Currently hitting .238 with nine runs driven in this year. This will be plate appearance number 43 for him on the year. And that might be it for Krebs. Looks like Marshall is going to make a pitching change. All looking down towards that Thundering Herd bullpen. And that's exactly what's going to happen. We'll step away. And when we come back, we'll tell you about the new Marshall pitcher. Bases loaded, one out for Georgia State here in the bottom of the eighth, down three runs to Marshall. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball from Atlanta tonight here on ESPN.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Back here at the ballpark at Panthersville, GSU Baseball Complex, high above the ballpark, looking straight on from high above out center field. Got a good one tonight here in Atlanta. Marshall holding on to a three-run lead, 12-9. They did make the thundering herd call to the bullpen. They brought in number five, Nicholas Weirich, 6'4 senior, London, Ohio, came out of Urbana High School. His numbers this year are 21 appearances, all in relief, 3 wins, 4 losses, ERA of 4.46. He's pitched 34 and a third. He's allowed 32 hits, 20 runs, 17 of those earned, walking 18, striking out 32, opposing batters hitting 242 against Nicholas Weirich. He comes in with one out, and the base is loaded. Jesse Donahoe at third, Wills McGinnis at second, and Michael McGinnis over at first. Panthers right now down by 3 runs. And again, the pinch hitter is Nick Garagazzo, hitting for Cooper Milford in the number 6 spot in the order. Weirich, the right-hander from the stretch. Sidearm, submarine-style delivery. Love watching those style pitchers. And he delivers a strike to Garagazzo on the first pitch. Weirich again from the stretch, the 0-1 delivery. Just missed outside. One ball, one strike, the count. One one from Weirich. High and inside, 2 balls and a strike. Two balls and a strike here to the pinch hitter, Garagazzo. And that one gets by Wilson. Donahoe will come in and score, and it's a 2-run ball game. Everyone moves up, and the Panthers now runners at second and third. Donahoe scores on the wild pitch, and it's a 2-run game, 12-10. Ball ricocheted off the catcher's mitt. And partially screened there was Nolan Wilson. That ball gets to the backstop, but plenty of time there for Dono to score. And it's a 3-1 count here on Garagazzo. Weirich turns, fires a strike that just hits the outside corner and runs the count full. Big pitch coming up here for Weirich with one out in the inning. Payoff delivery. Weirich fires and misses low and outside, ball four. Impressive at bat there for Garagazzo, draws the walk. That's back-to-back walks issued by Krebs to McGinnis. And now a walk to Garagazzo, loads the bases again with one out. Andon Lewis, the pinch hitter, hitting in the number 7 spot for Cole Griffith. First pitch on the way from Weirich. Delivers a strike that just touches the outside corner. At bat number 83 on the year for Andon Lewis. He's hitting 244. He's hit 5 home runs. He's driven in 16. And this one here going to be a chopper to short. The only play will be at first. And the ball not able to be secured at first by Havrilla. The run scores in Wills McGinnis from third. And it's a 1-run ball game now, 12-11. Is that going to be error number 5 on Marshall? Right now they've ruled that a hit. which would be hit number 16 on the night for Georgia State. They are going to give Andon Lewis a single. He picks up the RBI. That's his 17th run batted in this year. It's a 12-11 ball game now. Georgia State trailing it by a run. Still one out here in the bottom of the eighth for Jay Williams. And the Panthers with runners at second and third. Correction. Bases loaded with one out. Austin Killingsworth, the freshman out of Brooks, Georgia, came out of Stars Mill High School. Pinch run for Lewis over at first base. First pitch, Jay Williams. This is low and outside, 12-11. 11 runs on 16 hits tonight for Georgia State. Wyrick into the wind. And big cut there by Williams. Fouls it to the back screen. And that evens the count at a ball and a strike. Lead runner is Michael McGinnis at third. Pitch sails up above the strike zone. It's 2-1. Panthers looking to take the lead for the first time tonight. They have trailed since the opening pitch. 2-1 delivery. And that one gets away from Wilson. And Michael McGinnis will come in and score from third. And we're tied again here in Atlanta. 12 runs apiece. Another wild pitch. Got by Wilson from Wyrick, and it's a 12-12 ball game. Three balls and a strike. The count here to Jay Williams. And that one chopped foul. Garagazzo now the lead runner at third. Second and third for the Panthers. Killingsworth, the pinch runner, down at second. Payoff delivery from Wyrick to Williams. Lost him on ball four, and the bases are loaded again here for Georgia State with one out in the inning. Third walk issued here in the eighth. And we'll see who the Panthers send to the plate here. Looks like it is going to be the Panthers' regular starting shortstop, Carter Bailey. Sellers got a start at short tonight in the series opener. And time called here is, it looks like Greg Beals on his way out of the Marshall dugout. We'll see if they're going to stick with Nicholas Wyrick. Twelve runs, 13 hits, four errors tonight for Marshall. 12 runs, 16 hits, two errors tonight for Georgia State. Carter Bailey in 150 plate appearances in 49 games, hitting .253 on the season. He's hit six out of the ballpark this year, has driven in 34. So it looks like the plan right now for the Herd is to stick with Wyrick. Bases loaded, one out. Jay Williams at first. Austin Killingsworth down at second. Nick Garagazzo at third. Carter Bailey at the plate now for Georgia State. Did not look like they had anybody loosening up in the bullpen down there following Wyrick. First pitch to Carter Bailey. Fastball strike, lower inside corner. Carter! Redshirt freshman Chandler, Arizona. The 0-1 to Bailey. Showing bunt right back to the mound. The quick toss to home. And the ball came out of the glove of the catcher, Wilson. Count the run. Garagazzo scores. And Georgia State has their first lead of the ball game. They lead it here 13-12. Wyrick fields the bunt. And it came right to him. And the toss to Wilson could not secure the baseball in the catcher's mitt, and Georgia State has their first lead of the ball game. They're going to rule that a hit as well. No, that may have gone as an error. Although they have an H, and it shows five errors. Garagazzo, who drew the walk, scores the go-ahead run. Top of the order again for the Panthers. Freeman currently hitting 356 on the year. The right-hander Wines delivers. They're going to check with the umpire out behind the mound. Did not go around. It's going to be a one ball, one strike count. Ninth batter to come to the plate here in the eighth. Wyrick. 1-1 is way outside. Two balls and a strike. Five errors tonight committed by the Thundering Herd. They still have an H out there. I'm assuming that was an E2. Jesse Donahoe hitting next. Bases loaded. Lead runner is Killingsworth over at third. Jay Williams down at second, Carter Bailey at first. Three balls and a strike here to Caleb Freeman. Three-one pitch, that's hit in the air, left field. Vogelsong shading underneath it, makes the catch. Tagging and scoring is Killingsworth, and Georgia State has a two-run lead now here in the bottom of the eighth. It's now 14-12. Caleb Freeman picks up RBI number 43 on the season. And now base runners at first and second, two outs for Jesse Donahoe. His second plate appearance. He started all this with a single and scored the first of the five runs that have scored here in the bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch, Wyrick. Strike to Donahoe. The 0-1 pitch from Wyrick. He turns and makes a throw down to second. And did they catch Bailey off the bag? I believe they did. Or did they call a balk on Wyrick? Boy, when he turned and made that throw, I'm like, uh-oh. Bailey was well off the bag. The tag was applied, but I believe they've called a balk on Wyrick. And if so, the runners would advance to second and third, which is where they are right now. Now the two of the umpires, including your home plate umpire, over talking to Marshall head coach Greg Beals. So the discussion continues on that last turn and throw to second. Five runs here in the inning have pushed Georgia State to a two-run lead, 14-12. To take another look on the turn and throw, and at that point right there, it looked like he'd made a pretty good throw. Correction, that was Jay Williams that was on board at second, not Bailey. Bailey is on second right now. The 0-1 pitch to Jesse Donahoe. So right now, Jay Williams, your lead runner at third, Carter Bailey down at second. Two down here in the bottom of the eighth. Five runs in already for Georgia State. A 1-1 to Donahoe. Big swing and a miss down in the count here. Ball and two strikes. The 1-2 delivery. Missed outside. Two balls, two strikes. Connect. 2-2 on the way to Donahoe. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes. Weirich finally closes Georgia State out here in the inning. But the Panthers score five on 1-2-3 hits. Fourth, if the bunt single goes as a single and not an error. And the Panthers have taken their first lead of the night as we head to the ninth inning. They lead Marshall now here on the Friday night series opener, 14-12. Back to the ninth inning on the other side of this timeout. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
We head to the top of the ninth here at the GSU Baseball Complex. And Georgia State, 14 runs on 16 hits, has taken their first lead of the ballgame over Marshall, 14-12. And Leon with a home run at four RBIs. Murdoch with a home run, two RBIs, two runs scored. And Jackson Halter with a double, two hits, and a run scored for the Panthers. For Caleb Freeman, he's hit a solo home run and has driven in three, and the McGinnis brothers have done damage tonight. Wills with a double, three runs scored. He's got a run driven in. Michael with a double, two runs scored, and three runs driven in. Carter Bailey stays in the ballgame, takes over at shortstop, and John Beverly now is your center fielder, replacing Cooper Milford. Leading things off for Marshall is Eddie Leon, 2-for-4 today, hitting .286. Rips this one foul, third base side. He's down in the count here, no balls and two strikes. So again, Beverly takes over in center. Carter Bailey at short. Those look to be the only changes defensively right now for the Panthers. Benford ahead in the count here. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Couldn't get him to chase outside. It's 1-2.
Get ready!
Leon has four RBIs in the ballgame. The 1-2 pitch. Missed high and outside. 2-2. Two-two pitch. That one hit in the air, shallow right. Who's going to have a play on it? It's going to be dropped. Miscommunication by Georgia State and a runner at second. Jay Williams, Jesse Donahoe, Caleb Freeman Could not communicate between the three of them. The ball ends up dropping. That'll go as an error. Third error tonight committed by the Panthers. I think Freeman must have called for it and then may have lost the ball in the lights over here on the first base side. Tyler Kamerer will step in. First pitch, Benford missed outside. They've not put an error up on the board as of yet. They're going to call that a hit. So I'll fix that in my scorebook. They're going to rule that a double. One ball, one strike count to Kamerer. Two balls and a strike. Pitch missed outside. The right-hander comes set. Here's the 2-1. Fastball strike, no question about that one. Count even again at 2-2. Benford trying to protect a two-run lead here in the ninth. Two-two pitch. Check swing. It broke a little early and low, and the count is full here, 3-2. Tying run at the plate right now for the Herd. Made a good call, did not come close to a check swing. Here's the payoff pitch on the way from Benford. Turns and fires, and that's going to be a little number, third baseline. It is going to stay fair. The throw to first will not be in time, or was it? The runner ruled safe over at first. That'll bring Brad Stromdahl out of the Georgia State dugout for a discussion with your home plate umpire. So runners now at first and third. Nobody out here in the top of the ninth. And the umpires are going to gather all over there in front of third base and talk about it. We'll see if Coach Stromdahl has challenged. And that is exactly what he's done. So time called. The previous play at first is now under review. And they'll head to the video monitor just outside the fence over there beyond the Georgia State dugout. We'll take another look. Here's the throw from Colin Hynek to Donahoe. It's awfully close. I don't know if it's conclusive enough to change the original call. But right now, that play currently under review here at Panthersville. Well, you look at it in slow motion when that ball hits is his, when the ball hits the glove of Donahoe right there is the foot on the bag. It looks like it is. I don't know that it's conclusive enough to change the initial call. If they do, it would be the first down of the inning. If they don't, there would be two on for the Herd. So the umpiring crew coming back on the field to let us know of the ruling. And as I thought, there was not enough on that video replay to change their initial ruling. So now runners at the corners. First and third, nobody out here, top of the ninth. And that'll go as the 15th hit of the ball game for Marshall. First hit of the night for Kamerer. And we'll bring up Elijah Vogelsong. Vogelsong, two hits in the ball game. Third inning single, fifth inning single. He's walked and has struck out twice in his other plate appearances. First pitch on the way from Benford. Low and in the dirt. Nice block there by Hynek behind the plate. And a one ball, no strike count. Two balls, no strikes. Missed low and outside. Again, Vogelsong 2-for-4 today, currently hitting .242. .20 pitch fouled off towards us here in the press box. It's two balls and a strike. .21 pitch on the way to Vogelsong, and hits this one in the air, foul territory, third base side. And it's a two ball, two strike count. Again, the same two teams tomorrow, Saturday, 12 noon Eastern time, first pitch. Panthers trying to hold on and take the first game of the series. 2-2 pitch from Benford. Missed outside, runs it full to Elijah Vogelsong. Count full here to Vogelsong. Benford the sign from Hynek. Here's the 3-2 pitch. And that's hit in the air right field. Shading back. Warning track. Underneath it. Catch is made. Out in right. By Jay Williams. Tagging up and scoring is Eddie Leone. And we've got a one-run ball game now. 14-13. So Leone scores. I'm telling you what, that was a little nerve-wracking watching that ball come off of the bat of Vogelsong. It looked pretty good. Vogelsong will pick up the RBI, which will be his 25th of the season. And one down here in the inning. Kamerer, the lone base runner, and that's going to bring Brad Stromdahl a hop, skip, and a jump out of the Panthers' dugout. And we'll see if he's going to go ahead and make a pitching change. It looks like he is. That'll be it for Tyson Benford. Benford goes 2 2/3, gives up three hits, one run. It was earned. He doesn't walk anybody and strikes out four. And the new pitcher is going to be Jacob Cruz, the 6'6 junior out of Winter Garden, Florida. Transferred to Georgia State from Rice out in Houston, Texas during the offseason. We'll take a timeout here in Atlanta, give you his numbers on the other side as Benford makes his way back to the Georgia State dugout. Panthers holding on to a one-run lead here in the ninth. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Fourth pitcher of the night for Georgia State, Brad Stromdahl. The Panther call to the bullpen brings in number 43, Jacob Cruz, out of Winter Garden, Florida, 6'6", 270. 19 appearances, all in relief, one win, one loss, an ERA of 4.32. Cruz has pitched 25 innings this year, allowing 26 hits, 13 runs, 12 of those earned. He's issued 12 walks and has struck out 31 opposing batters, hitting .295 against him. He does have 6 saves on the season. Right now, he'll come into the ballgame with a 1-run lead for Georgia State, 14-13. One out. And for the Thundering Herd, a runner aboard at first in Kamerer. Georgia State season recap to this point, 24-26, 9-15 conference. The big thing right there on that screen, that graphic, trying to snap an 8-game losing streak. And trying to put themselves back in contention to advance to Montgomery in the Sun Belt Conference Tournament. And this would be a great first step in that direction if they can hold on here in the ninth. One out, one on. At the plate right now to face Cruz is Ethan Murdoch. Fastball. And that one may have tagged the wrist or the forearm of Colin Hynek. He's going to be given a moment to walk that off. It's another look. Yeah, it kind of jumped up and bit him. Looks like on that right hand. Got to be a certain mindset to be a catcher, really at any level of baseball, but certainly in college baseball, the professionals, even with all the padding, you still get bit during the course of a ball game. Murdoch hitting number 7 in the order. Highlight for him tonight was the 2-run home run in the 6th inning. He also has a single and a run scored back in the 5th. But Cruz has got to make sure not to leave it in the wheelhouse, because he's proven he can put it out of the ballpark, especially that left or left center portion of the big blue fence out there. Well, the home plate umpire checking with Hynek to make sure he's okay and ready to go. He nods yes. A 1-ball, no strike count to Murdoch. Cruz out of the stretch. And time called as he steps off the rubber. And he may have a communication issue going on with Colin Hynek. One-oh pitch to Murdoch, swing and a miss. Chased low and outside, it's 1-1. Contact, Quick turn and throw back over to first. Dangerous. That ball ricocheted off the dirt. Nice job there by Donahoe to keep that ball in front, because that's the tying run right there at first. Do not need a pass ball on a throw to first if you're Georgia State. And that's obvious. 1-1 delivery. A strike that just touches the outside corner of the zone. Cruz ahead here, 1-2. The 1-2 pitch just missed outside. Two balls, two strikes. Woo! 2-2 to Murdoch, and he lines this one out to right field. Kamer will turn at second, never look back. He'll head into third standing up. And with one out now, Marshall with runners at first and third. So right out to right center. And Kamer made that wide turn at second, heading right into third base. Never once turned and looked back over his shoulder. And the tying run for Marshall, now 90 feet from home plate. Cam Harthen, 1-for-4 tonight, hitting .262. Struck out his last plate appearance. Here's the pitch from Cruz, swung at, missed. For Marshall tonight, 13 runs, 16 hits, 5 errors committed. Cruz, the 0-1 to, and that pitch gets away from Colin Hynek, or did it hit? And it looks, well, what are they going to rule here? Greg Beals out of the Marshall dugout. It looks like the ball hit Harthen, which would put him aboard at first and load the bases with one out here in the ninth. Take another look. Yeah, that hit him, it looks like, in the left leg. And so by my count, the Panthers have hit 5 Marshall batters tonight.
Catcher, Nolan Wilson.
Nolan Wilson will step in. Bases are loaded. Wilson, by the way, hitting .225. He's 2-for-4 tonight with a run scored and 3 RBIs. Kamer is at third. Murdoch is down at second. And Harthen is over at first. First pitch on the way to the Thundering Herd catcher. Low and outside, taken for ball one. Still a one-run Georgia State lead, 14-13, after the Panthers put 5 runs across in the eighth. Popped him up, foul territory in the air, first base side. And it's a one-ball, one-strike count. One-one count here to Wilson. Cruz out of the stretch. And that's a line drive out to left. Michael McGinnis underneath it makes the catch. Throw comes back in. Kamer will tag and score the tying run from third. And we are tied again here in Atlanta. 14-14, Georgia State and Marshall. Wilson drives in the run. On a sack fly, 2 outs now in the inning. And that is RBI number 24 on the year for the senior catcher out of Roseville, California.
Jackson Butler.
So Murdoch aboard down at second still. Harthen over at first. Two outs. Top of the order. Jackson Halter will step in. First pitch from Cruz. Drops it in there for a strike. Really nice pitch from Jackson Cruz. I'll make that Jacob Cruz. Halter, 3-for-6 in the ballgame tonight with a run scored, is currently hitting .269. It's Jackson Halter at the plate, Jacob Cruz on the hill. And that's a fly ball hit out to center. Beverly underneath it and makes the catch. And we head to the bottom of the ninth here in Atlanta. Two runs across here in the top of the ninth by Marshall. Backs against the wall baseball, and they tie it at 14. To the bottom of the ninth we go. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
If you need on-time expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
On the schedule for the Marshall Thundering Herd, games 2 and 3 against Georgia State here Saturday, 12 noon Eastern time, Sunday, 12 noon Eastern time. Those are new times based on upcoming inclement weather this weekend. Next Tuesday, they'll be in Blacksburg to take on Virginia Tech, and then returning home to take on Georgia Southern in their final regular season homestand. Georgia State with Marshall here Saturday, Sunday. Panthers will play in Boone May 15, 16, and 17 against the reeling Mountaineers of Appalachian State. I think I saw earlier in one of our graphics they had lost 9 straight ball games. But before we get to Appalachian State, Georgia State going to try to win it here in the ninth. Colin Hynek, who's currently hitting .239. He's 2-for-4 tonight with a couple of runs scored. Going to lead things off here for the Panthers. First pitch on the way from Wyrick. Fastball low on a sidewinding submarine-style release. It's a 1-0 count. pitch, and that's foul tipped. Count even at 1-1. Wyrick, since coming in for Krebs, has pitched 2/3 of an inning. He's given up 2 runs on 1 hit. It was earned. One of those runs was earned. He's walked 2 and has struck out 1. The 1-1 to Hynek. Fastball outside, 2-1. Two-one delivery.
Woo!
Fought that one off, fouled it to the back screen. Count even now, 2-2. Hynek with a couple of hits tonight, both singles in the fourth and fifth inning. Walked in the sixth, hit a fly ball out in the eighth. There's the 2-2 pitch, and he struck out. Fastball high and inside, he chased it. And he's down on strikes. 1 out here in the bottom of the ninth. So Wills McGinnis, who's at third base tonight for the Panthers, stepping in. 3-for-5 with 3 runs scored and an RBI. Takes a strike on the first pitch. McGinnis singled in the fourth, RBI double in the fifth. Puts this one in the air, foul territory, first base side. And after he struck out in the sixth, came back with an eighth-inning single. Currently hitting .276 on the year. The 0-2 pitch. Swung at, missed, down on strikes. Could not get a bat around fast enough on that Weirich fastball. And Weirich has struck out his fourth and fifth batters here in the ninth. Panthers down to their final out here in the bottom of the ninth. Game tied at 14. And it's Michael McGinnis who's hitting .324, swings and misses. Weirich is not messing around here in the ninth. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball a little high, ball one. Popped him up here in the infield. Who's going to have a play on it? Looks like the shortstop underneath it to make the catch there for Marshall. Micah New, and the Panthers go in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We head to the 10th inning here in Atlanta. Extra inning baseball for Georgia State. Marshall in the series opener, game tied at 14. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people, people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
It is good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Here at the ballpark at Panthersville, game tied at 14, Georgia State and Marshall, and this is a big one for both of these baseball clubs. Georgia State again on the outside looking in. Only the top 10 advanced to Montgomery in the Sun Belt Tournament. Georgia State right now 11th. A win could pull them back up into a tie with Marshall. Marshall chasing Georgia Southern, Arkansas State, and Appalachian State. So this one is big for them as well. So a lot on the line here for the Panthers and the Thundering Herd. 2, 3, and 4 hitters due up for the Herd here as we play the 10th. Micah New, A.J. Havrilla, and Eddie Leone. Barring any pinch hitters. But Micah New will step in. He's 0 for 5 tonight, but does have a couple of runs scored as he looks at ball one on the first pitch from Jacob Cruz. 256 on the year. Two runs, one run driven in tonight for the shortstop. The 1-0 pitch showing bunt taken for a strike. A 1-1 from Cruz, and that one hit out into right field, looking up, and that ball is out of the ballpark. Micah New, his first hit of the night, puts it over the fence in right center on a 1-1 pitch from Jacob Cruz. Didn't have a hit all night. Steps up big here in the 10th. And you'll hear me say sometimes it looked good, it sounded good. Couldn't really tell when the ball left his bat. I thought Jay Williams would have a shot at it or John Beverly would have a shot at it out there in right center. Marshall has taken a 15-14 to lead here in the 10th. Mike Anew with his first hit of the night with a solo home run. By the way, from Mike Anew with that home run, that's his eighth home run of the season, RBI number 33. One ball, one strike here to A.J. Havrilla. One for two tonight. He's walked twice. He's hitting .292. His lone hit tonight was an RBI single back in the fourth. Big swing and a miss on the pitch from Cruz down to a one ball, two strike count. The 1-2 to Havrilla, check swing. Ball comes right back to Cruz. He'll underhand it to Donahoe at first for the first out here in the 10th. 1-3 on that put out. Eddie Leon will step in.
Third baseman, Eddie Leon.
He's had a pretty good night tonight. Has walked, has hit a two-run home run. Bounce back from a strikeout in the fourth with a two RBI double in the fifth. And from Cruz, looks at ball one, low it inside. Struck out again looking in the sixth and then came back with a double in the ninth that helped lead to those two runs that tied the ball game. Nice cut on the 1-0 pitch, fouls it to the back screen. The count at one ball, one strike. One to Leon. Low and inside, two balls and a strike. Cruz, 2-1 pitch. Low and outside, three balls and a strike. 15 runs. 17 hits, 5 errors tonight for Marshall. By the way, they've also left 14 base runners aboard tonight. The 3-1 delivery. And he filed that one to the back screen. The count full now, 3-2. Georgia State, 14 runs on 16 hits. They've committed 2 errors. They've stranded 9 base runners tonight. Through 9 1/3. Payoff pitch on the way to Leon. Swung at, missed. It jammed him high and inside. He swung at it anyway. Really swung at ball four for out number two. A strikeout for Cruz. And a big one at that.
Second baseman, Tyler Cameron.
Yeah, no question. That would have been ball four. Tyler Kamerer. His lone hit was that single in the ninth. 1-for-6, hitting .240 on the year. And puts this one in the air to Beverly in center. Right underneath it makes the catch. But Marshall reclaims the lead on a solo home run off the bat of shortstop Micah New. And they take a 15-14 lead into the bottom of the 10th. Here in Atlanta, you're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
We head to the bottom of the 10th here at the ballpark at Panthersville. We are just outside of downtown Atlanta. See the skyline on a Friday night. Marshall with a one-run lead, 15-14 after the Micah New solo home run over the fence in right center. Center fielder John Beverly. First plate appearance tonight, getting to face Nicholas Wyrick. Beverly out of Lawrenceville, Georgia, currently a 198 hitter. With 15 runs driven in this year.
Go home!
Wyrick has walked two and struck out three. And that's going to be hit on the ground. Shortstop. Turn and throw to first is going to be just in time. What a play by Micah New. Boy, has he stepped up big offensively and defensively with that play here in the 10th. That was a great play by the Herd shortstop, Micah New. Taking another look on that long throw across his body to first base, and he got the ball there just in the nick of time. So Beverly retired. One down here in the bottom of the 10th. 6-3 on that putout, and actually I think it's been challenged by the Georgia State dugout, head coach Brad Stromdahl, so it looks like the previous play is under review. The call on the field initially, base runner out at first base. We'll see if it stands. Beverly is still down there at first, has not made his way back to the dugout as of yet. We're going to take another look at that play. And it's really hard to tell. The umpire was right there, but you know, you look at it from that angle, right? Well, right, when you look at it from that angle, it looks like they made the right play. When you look at it from the other angle, it looks like Beverly may have beaten it out. This is the angle from third. Yep, see the ball is in the glove right there. If he took it off the bounce or if it just came in low into the glove webbing. And here we go. So the umpires have looked at it. They will point towards first and they will confirm that Beverly was thrown out at first. Great play on that throw by Micah New.
Your designated hitter, Austin Killingsworth.
So Austin Killingsworth will step in. He's hitting 143 with one run driven in this year. Stepping in to face Wyrick, delivers ball one low on the first pitch. Wyrick delivers a strike on the 1-0 pitch. Wyrick has gotten stronger as he has stayed in the ballgame. That pitch, though, sails high and outside. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. Pitch high, and it's 3-1. Into the wind, 3-1 delivery, and that's in on the ground towards Micah New on the second hop. Throw across, in time. Credit there goes to A.J. Havrilla on the dig. They got to make better throws over to first. Credit goes to the first baseman, Havrilla, on that play. Panthers down to their final out, and it's going to be Jay Williams stepping in now to try to keep this one going here in the bottom of the 10th. Jay Williams, 0 for 4 tonight, hitting .254. Ball one on the first throw there from Wyrick. A 1-0 delivery. Low and outside, good eye there by Williams. Williams steps back in, the 2-0 pitch from Wyrick. Nice cut, fouls it to the back screen. .21 delivery. Missed outside, 3-1 the count. Panthers looking for a base runner right now. Down a run here in the bottom of the 10th. .31 pitch fouled off over on the third base side. Count full. Panthers down to their final strike. They've got to get Jay Williams aboard here to keep this one moving forward. Payoff pitch from Wyrick. Fouled off over on the third base side again there by Williams. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch again. And that's a called third strike on Jay Williams. And Marshall will take the opening game of the series by the final score of 15-14. Wow, what a ball game. Just over 4 hours on a Friday night here in Atlanta, Georgia, for the opening game between Georgia State and Marshall. Here's the final line scores tonight. For Marshall, 15 runs on 17 hits. They commit 5 errors. They leave 14 base runners. Georgia State, 14 runs on 16 hits. They commit 2 errors. They leave 9. Marshall wins their 26th ball game. They go to 26-24, and they're now 11-14. Georgia State, 24-27, and 9-16. Panthers have now lost 9 straight ball games. Again, going to make note of the time change. Saturday's game is now 12 noon Eastern time here on ESPN+. The Sunday game is at 12 noon as well here on ESPN+. Jacob Cruz will take the loss. Nicholas Wyrick will pick up the win. And that'll do it for our broadcast. What a way to open up a Friday night weekend series in the Sun Belt. Tough loss for Georgia State. And that'll do it for our broadcast tonight. Back with you right here Saturday, 12 noon Eastern time. For the entire ESPN crew, Dave Cohen saying good night from the ballpark at Panthersville here in Atlanta. A reminder, all games airing on the ESPN networks are streaming live and archived on the ESPN app. This has been a presentation of ESPN.
This has been Georgia State University Panthers Baseball, brought to you by the Georgia State University Bookstore, the official bookstore of Georgia State, with locations on the downtown Atlanta campus and Alpharetta, Decatur, and Dunwoody campuses. And by Brad Stromdahl Baseball Camps. Join us again next time for Panthers Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.